Thank you for joining us today, Lisa. First things first, we are here to talk about Safeguarding Week. So to start off with, just tell me a bit about the purpose behind the week.
Okay, so Safeguarding Week is from the 9th to the 13th of October this year, and it's going to be across North Yorkshire and the City of York. And we want to make sure that everybody in society and in our communities can help spot the signs of abuse. Because abuse can happen to anyone and can take many different forms. So the theme of our week this year, of Safeguarding Week, is safeguarding is everybody's business. So this year, when different forms of abuse are discussed at our safeguarding boards, and our safeguarding boards sit across North Yorkshire and the City of York and involve the local authority, health, police, voluntary sector agencies and other partner agencies, and we hear about cases where abuse can form many different things in people's lives. So it became fairly important to make sure that our communities understand that abuse might not be what they think it is. So we wanted to raise awareness to people that abuse can be anything from somebody who maybe is looking dirty or not dressed properly. They've got an injury that we can't explain. They seem frightened around people. They're sad or withdrawn. It can be abuse of a financial nature. So sometimes people might not realise that there's a safeguarding issue or that something is classed as abuse. And we wanted to raise awareness that sometimes even somebody having some savings exploited is actually abuse and is a safeguarding matter.
So would you say that it's fair to say that people do have a lack of understanding when it comes to acknowledging abuse?
I think members of our community and people in society, they get on with their lives and maybe somebody who, for example, exploits them financially. So it might be an elderly vulnerable person who some work is done at their property that they didn't ask for and they pay it. And actually they've been exploited and they're vulnerable and there's a safeguarding issue for those individuals. So that's a good example. They've been exploited as a vulnerable person, but they don't think to report it. And we need to make sure that everyone in society looks out for those signs of when people may have been taken advantage of because they're vulnerable, and we want to help them.
Okay, so, I mean, what sort of plans are in place for the week to raise the awareness then?
Okay, so there are events taking place across the county, both North Yorkshire and the City of York, at partners' locations. We need people to go on the website, and there are events that are free to members of the public. They will fill up fast, so we want people to book their places and to find an event in people's area. They can go on the website, which is www.northyorks.gov.uk/safeguardingweek. And the Safeguarding Week is all one word. And there are a variety of events taking place to raise awareness in different elements of safeguarding, and people can sign up and attend those events. So we really want people to get involved on behalf of their communities, whether they're people who want to help somebody else or whether they feel like they need some support with safeguarding themselves because they feel vulnerable themselves. There'll be people there who can advise and help and signpost.
And would you say it's sort of, well, open to all ages? It's not restricted, you know, to sort of adults? Are you welcoming children to acknowledge signs of abuse as well?
Absolutely so. And it can be the case sometimes with young people that they are exploited because of their age. So our safeguarding boards cover both adults and children safeguarding. And there are some startling statistics in terms of young people. So there's been a young person survey of some children in North Yorkshire schools that shows that 8% of them said they communicate with people that they've met online but they don't know in real life. So there's absolutely some key information there where children can help each other, and adults and children both need awareness of the potential risks of, for example, using the internet and befriending people and sharing photos and private information on the internet, for example, can create safeguarding for both adults and children. So absolutely across the board, for all walks of life across our communities.
And for people that could be, you know, listening to this now, thinking, you know, that they actually are concerned for someone who could be the subject of abuse, I mean, how can they go about reporting it, if so?
I mean, there are lots of channels to report safeguarding issues. As I've said, our local authority have got contact details on their websites for safeguarding concerns, where there are voluntary sector agencies also that will pass information on or help people to understand whether there are agencies who can help them. Absolutely the police, in terms of if you think a crime or an incident needs to be reported to us, or even if it's just the smallest amount of concern for somebody's safeguarding or safety, pick up the phone, tell us about it, because we can go make some further inquiries, as can our local authority, voluntary sector, health and other partners.